It is that time. And hear from the voice of the Ducks. Once again, he'll be behind the mic. Oregon vies for a spot in the Elite Eight, taking on the Dukies tomorrow night in Anaheim. No more introduction needed. We welcome in Jerry Allen. Jerry, been a long time. Thanks for the time. How have you been?
Staver, I've been busy on the road, but enjoying every minute of it. It's been a blast.
Let's start with your reaction to this. When I was in Jersey when the Ducks won at Arizona to end that long winning streak. And I got back, and on my Monday show, I said, this is the best Oregon team I've seen my 26 years here. Now let's see if they could become the most accomplished. How close do you think I am?
Yeah, I think you're pretty much there. I mean, some people have said if this team played the 2000 team, who would win? Who's the best team? I said, let's wait to see how this season plays out. Do they get to the Elite Eight? Can they get further? Because I think they're so close together in that. That had three great players. You know, two of them played in the NBA, and Luke Jackson, one of them had not hurt his back. So, but this team is different. And after that, you're right, after the Arizona win down there, was the first time I began to believe that they could win the Pac-12 and maybe get a deep run in the NCAA. And I was never thinking number one seed, no way. But I all of a sudden, you beat Arizona in that situation, you got a good ball club.
Now, aside from the last minute against Arizona in the Pac-12 tournament, this team has really been exceptional closing games out. How much of that do you attribute to the calm demeanor, attitude, and guidance of not only their head coach, Dane Altman, but his staff as well?
Well, Dana's the key. I particularly watched him against St. Joe's. We were sitting right across from him. Normally, we're next to him, but we were right across from him. And when they got down seven, I looked at Dana, and Dana didn't have any panic in his face, in his motions. He just seemed to be calm, and I think his team really picked up on that. They talked about that a little bit and said that they were aware that he wasn't, you know, too upset or concerned, that he felt that they were in control and going to be okay, and I think that was huge. And that's kind of Dana. He says this all the time: never get too high, never get too low. And so he controls himself pretty well. I think his team fed off that control.
Talking with Jerry Allen, you know, we've seen some great athletes play for this program: Freddie Jones, Alex Scales, you know, guys who could jump out of the building. But I look at this team, whether it be Brooks, Benjamin, Cook, Dorsey. Do you recall a roster? With a Duck roster, who outside of like alley-oops or ahead of the field jams that could like take you off the dribble and finish at the rim themselves with layups and dunks?
You know, that's the thing that really kind of differentiates this team from all the others, in that there's so many guys on this team that could do that. I mean, you're right, there have been great individuals or maybe two guys on a team. Carlos Embry was one of those guys that just flew above everybody. But Jordan Bell can do it. Dylan Brooks can do it. Boucher can do it. Cook can do it. Even Tyler Dorsey is a freshman. He wants to put on the floor and go to the rack. He can't. So that's the versatility of this team. It's a tough team to defend because so many guys can do so many different things and play so many different spots on the floor.
You know, you've called some biggies, national title games in football, Rose Bowl, Elite Eight. You know, you think about Kansas, Sweet 16 against Louisville. But, Jerry, it's March Madness. It's a Sweet 16. It's Duke. How high up your personal scale of wow is this one?
Well, it's Duke. That pretty much says it's Coach K. It's the Dukies. Yeah, I mean, In a perfect scenario, I think, for Oregon, because it's great in the history that Duke has, this is the one year that they, you know, have a little vulnerability. So maybe as great as the history of the program Duke is, this is the one year when you think, you know what, this is a team that you can play with. This is a team that will fall. They've had some tough games this year. They've gone down. So I feel really good about Oregon's opportunities. But still, it's Duke, and it's special. When I'm watching the press conference with Coach K, He's one of the Mr. Basketballs in America today.
You know, I was thinking about seeing the coaches side-by-side in press conferences, and I remember in late December, early January 1995, when they had then Joe Paterno in Penn State and, of course, Rich Brooks side-by-side, and there was kind of that, wow, look where they landed moment. And, you know, with basketball, it's become a little more commonplace. But like I said, still, you having been through the growth and the emergence and where they've landed, you still enjoy these wow, look where we are moments?
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, and maybe it's because the older I get, I know that the fewer years I got left to enjoy them too. But I remember that 95 season in 94, 95. And I remember sitting in the press conference and watching Joe Paterno and then, you know, Rich beside him and thinking, holy cow, you know, that's Rich Brooks sitting next to Joe Paterno. Does it get any better than this? And, you know, fortunately for us, it has. But, you know, you got to take in every one of those moments and to try to stack them up as to which one's the best one or most memorable. You just love all of them. Love all of them.
Yeah, we'll put them in order after the season. There's still a few things to take care of. I wanted to talk about Sunday night, the win over St. Joe's. Jordan Bell, who aside from the Alabama game, that's the most minutes he's ever played. His rebounding, his presence, his tenacity. Jerry, considering he didn't score a point, just the impact he was still able to make.
Well, he's like Chris Boucher in the respect that he changes your shot. If you're coming inside on that guy, teams know that he's got the ability to get up and swat that ball. And so his effect defensively is probably as valuable, if not more, than it is offensively. But then again, normally he's going to find a way to score. He's just maturing and getting better every game. And so to have a kind of an A-B Jordan Bell and Boucher combination, you can have both of them at the same time, but you can always have one of them, and that's huge. That really is big. And Jordan and his ability to mature and fit into that role now has helped so much.
Talking with Jerry Allen live from Anaheim, we've talked about football and we've seen it grow from that first Rose Bowl to now a national program viewed as a threat to win the league and more. Well, now with basketball, four straight years in the tournament, they peaked with all those titles this year. Is it safe to say that Duck basketball, if not there, has now more so established itself at kind of like a different level, a force to be reckoned with now annually rather than a good team here and there?
Oh, I think so, Steve. I'm not sure you can say that they're there with some of the great programs, but they're certainly standing at the doorway. This is a tournament where they can take a step into that room with some of those other programs. So, yeah, it's been an opportunity. So far, these guys have been able to take advantage of it. You know, Ernie Kent did a great job. He got his team to two Elite Eights, and that was special. But Dana Altman just seems to have the program on a consistent roll, and I think that's important to note. I think they'll be back, and I think they'll be here for a while. As long as we can hold on to Dana Altman, I think Oregon basketball is in great shape.
All right, final thought, and I got to ask you one football question because a lot of movement during the offseason. Scott Frost is in Orlando. We've got new coordinators. I wasn't able to make it to press session with Brady Hoke. When his name surfaced, I said on this very show, yes, it just sounded right. So I know it's probably been minimal, whatever time you've been able to spend, kind of what's the buzz around the program and your thoughts on the new defensive boss?
Well, I just think that he's one of those guys that kind of automatically fits in. And that's the thing I've noticed. I haven't been around it very much. Haven't been around football that much or basketball going on. But so far as I can hear and see, everybody's pretty excited about how he's just sort of one of the guys. And I think it's because he's been a head coach. He's been around. He gets it. He understands. And I think Mark Elfrich and his staff have a lot of respect for him, so he didn't have to try to fit in. I think he already fits.
Nice. All right, Jerry, I got to tell you, you're going to have one of the best seats in sports this weekend. It's been a while. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. Give our best to the guys. Travel safe, and I hope you have to book a flight to Houston.
Thanks, my friend. Let's do this again next week.
All right. Take it easy, Jerry.